With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Texas Senator Ted Cruz gives New York low marks for its prosecution of former President Trump in his criminal trial.
This is all about the election. Nothing else.
In fact, Cruz says the case is so weak on its legal merits, it simply would not have been brought against anyone other than Donald Trump.
It is a not federal crime bootstrapped onto a not state crime.
The legal merits notwithstanding, Cruz says he fears the prosecution may have convinced anti-Trump New York jurors to return a verdict of guilty.
If it does, I'm confident that will be overturned on appeal, but the appeal doesn't happen until after the election, which is the whole point.
Bob Agnew reporting.
The defense rested today without the former president taking the stand in his defense. The judge dismissed the jury for the rest of the week ahead of closing arguments next week. Meanwhile, the Iowa State Patrols confirmed multiple deaths from a tornado and at least a dozen injuries in storms today, but it's not released any specific numbers. Also at SRNnews.com, the United Nations has planned new routes within the Gaza Strip to transport aid from a U.S.-built floating pier. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder says the U.S. has now been working with Israel, the U.N., and aid groups about how to get more assistance to the area.
You're going to see, as we work together, the amount of aid increase and the ability to get it distributed increase. But we never said it was going to be easy. I mean, again, the circumstances that we're dealing with here are challenging.
The temporary pier was anchored to a Gaza beach last Thursday. President Biden, former President Trump won primaries in Kentucky today. Polls are still open in Oregon. 8 presidential nominating contests still remain. Democrats in Idaho, the District of Columbia, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. Both parties in Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. SRN News. A mental health expert's out with a warning.
It isn't often that the head of the American Association of Christian Counselors uses the word disaster, but he's using it now. Tim Clinton tells the Christian Post that America doesn't have a, quote, mental health crisis. We have a mental health disaster going on. More than 20% of the country's adult population is struggling with some kind of mental illness, and Clinton says the destruction of the family by modern secular culture is primarily to blame. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half reside in Israel, while 18% live in Western Europe, 16% in the U.S., and 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began. Their median age is 86. This is SRN News. The green light was on at the corner of Wall and Broad today, as we hear from John Scott.
Stocks drifted higher to set more records following another day of quiet trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% to surpass its record set last week. The NASDAQ added 0.2% a day after setting its latest all-time high. The Dow rose 0.2% and is sitting just below the record it set last week. Macy's jumped after it joined the long list of companies reporting better profit with the latest quarter than analysts had expected.
At the bell, the Dow ended up gaining 66 points to 39,872. The NASDAQ added 37 points to finish at 16,832. And the S&P 500 rose 13 points to 5,321. New York oil lost 54 cents, falling to $79.26 a barrel. More at SRNnews.com.